This is JIS News. Coming up, Bermuda relaxes visa requirements for Jamaicans. Chinese government donates computers to Central Kingston schools, and RGD takes its services overseas. The details after this message. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. As of this month, Jamaican nationals with multiple entry visas to the United States, Canada, or the United Kingdom, UK, will no longer require a visa or visa waiver to travel to Bermuda. Persons wishing to travel to that country must ensure that their passports and visas to the US, UK, and Canada are valid for a minimum of 45 days after the last date of their planned stay in Bermuda. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, made the disclosure during a sitting of the Senate on Friday.
This is indeed a welcome development for Jamaicans who propose to visit Bermuda, and comes just a few weeks after I had signed with the Foreign Minister of Brazil here in Kingston an agreement to facilitate a visa-free travel of Jamaican nationals to that country.
The Bermudan government imposed visa restrictions for Jamaicans traveling to that country in 2003. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is expressing satisfaction with the recently completed Climate Change Adaptation and Disaster Risk Reduction Project. The €4.5 million project, funded by the European Union, United Nations Environment Programme and the government, was geared towards strengthening Jamaica's ability to withstand natural disasters.
The project had what we called three results areas. One related to the rehabilitation of our watersheds. And there we were able to reforest 405 hectares of forest lands.
PIOJ Deputy Director General in charge of Sustainable Development and Social Planning, Claire Bernard, speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Climate Change Adaptation and Disaster Risk Reduction Project lasted for 3 years, saw the installation of artificial reefs in several protected areas, the development of management plans for two marine protected areas in Montego Bay and Negril, and the implementation of a public education program on climate change. Students and staff of Almondtown and Franklintown Primary Schools in Central Kingston are the beneficiaries of 20 computers donated by the People's Republic of China. The computers were handed over during a ceremony at the Almondtown Primary School on Thursday. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says with the donation, teachers will now be better able to prepare lesson plans.
A whole new world opens up, and for teachers, we are not too old to benefit from them at all, because the prospects of better lesson plans, for more information to pass on to the children, to get better techniques, are all possible on the internet.
Reverend Thwaites is urging the schools to make good use of the computers during their daily activities. Meanwhile, Ambassador of the People's Republic of China, Dong Zhaojun, says the computers will help the students acquire new knowledge and aid the two schools in improving their computer capacity and work efficiency. And Jamaica's Consul General to New York, Herman Lamont, is urging members of the diaspora to take full advantage of the Registrar General Department, RGD's outreach service. A team from the RGD will be in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from March 10 to 15 and South Florida on March 17. This will allow members of the diaspora to make applications for birth, death, and marriage certificates. Persons will also be able to correct errors, carry out late registration, and do genealogical research. Mr. Lamont says the outreach program will also give the RGD an opportunity to meet with members of the diaspora to discuss some of their difficulties with a view to charting the way forward for solutions. Persons who wish to access the agency's services are encouraged to pre-register by providing their name, mobile telephone number, general area of residence, and type of service required to outreach@rgd.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.